Proverbs 6, 16 through 19 says, "These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren." Now we're going to take a look at each one of these abominations over the next few devotionals. After all, if it says these seven things are that which the Lord does hate, I think we would do well to dispel any misunderstandings and come to terms with what exactly these seven things are. But before going into the specifics, we need to make sure that we understand the two main points about the Lord found in verse 16. One being, "These six things doth the Lord hate," and two, "Yea, seven are an abomination unto him." Easy for me to say. Point number one, the Lord actually does hate some things. To some, the idea that God hates anything is just unthinkable. Why? Well, first of all, most people make God up in their own heads. They take some things the Bible says and then some things they've heard from preachers and parents, and they mix it with things like what Hollywood presents as far as God is concerned. And finally, they put their own lacquer finish on it, and bam! This be thy God. But there are some who really do think that their view of God is biblical. It comes from emphasizing one verse in particular, I've found, and ignoring all others. These folks reject the idea that God hates anything by making this one verse their sole basis for understanding God, and that's 1 John 4:16, and they really only take three words out of context out of this verse. It says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." Of course, God is love. But that doesn't mean that love is all he is. He is also perfect justice, perfect righteousness. He is holy. And even in judgment and wrath, he is perfect. And God hates things perfectly and for a perfectly good reason. As Psalm 99:9 says, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy." For example, God hates idolatry, as we're told in Deuteronomy 16:22. "Neither shalt thou set thee up any image which the Lord thy God hateth." So the idea that God being love means that he cannot hate is simply not biblical, and it's not even logical. And that leads us to point number two. We look at the seven things that are listed in these verses, and it says they are things that our holy God hates. We will see these things are called abominations. The word abomination is defined generally as detestable or sickening. But I've heard some describe it as making God nauseous, and some even saying, and I've said from my research, it makes God want to vomit. Now, of course, we are speaking in anthropomorphic terms. Again, easy for me to say. God is not human, but the Bible speaks in terms that we humans can understand. And what is more repulsive than something that makes us want to vomit? And that fits with what he says about the lukewarm church in Laodicea. Revelation 3:16 says, "So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." The spew is a nice word for vomit. So God hates certain things. They make him sick. And we'll discuss these in our next devotionals, but we want to end on another biblical note. Jesus died for our sins. If you've been saved, you have been washed clean and now have the righteousness of Christ. So you and I, as born-again believers, no longer make God sick. And if you're not sure about your salvation, contact us at bbfohio.com, and we would love to discuss the matter with you and present the gospel, and you can know that you're saved and no longer an abomination to God.